We're doing Sefer Amidot. We're in the introduction. We're on page Bet, the bottom paragraph. And Magen Midovna had been describing that there's a constant inner struggle within man where the physical attractions are always pulling a person in a certain direction, and man is given the capacity for intellect, for spirituality, which is supposed to rein in his desires. And if he does not, then his desires are actually self-destructive. We gave many examples of that. And part of what we're supposed to develop within ourselves is desire and an attraction and the active pursuit of doing kindness. That's part of the tools we were given with the intellect and spirituality. We were given the capacity to be men of kindness.
והקימה יתברך בכל דור משה אברהם איש אשר רוח בו אשר ילך במלאכות השם ולעד בעם להגיד להם פעולם כי יתגברו להשיד לב אל המסילה אשר בחרו.
And from the time that Hashem started giving us prophecy and enlightening us, so Hashem gives us in each generation a leader, a guide, someone who is inspired, who goes in the task of representing Hashem and teaches us and tells us how we should behave and how we should get back onto the path.
Today.
Let's see in a second. And one of his jobs is to remind us of our history, what we've witnessed. Kemamar, as the verse says, the verse in Isaiah says, Hashem's spirit has come upon me. Hashem has anointed me to give to levaser, to give Hashem's word to the humble, to embalm and bandage those who are brokenhearted, to call freedom for those who are in captivity, and to free those that are in bondage. I've been sent to free people from which bondage? From that bondage of being enveloped by our materialistic, our hedonistic tendencies. So we were given this gift of a prophet, and the Navi, towards the end of the prophet Isaiah, describes his task as coming to help people free themselves from that envelopment, the entanglement of one's desires. But as Joe pointed out, we've been amassing transgressions, ufasu hanaviim, and so we've ceased to have prophets. Venistam chazon, and the vision was sealed from us. At ki enod navi omochech bashar, we lack prophets. We don't have a great leader who stands at the entrance to town and rebukes us. B'chasadav ne'emnim odotir lanu sarid, but with God's great kindness, He left us some remnant. He left over, like those few grapes that are left when you finish a harvest, so too Hashem left us something, a remnant, to enlighten the remnant of Israel, to arouse us to the love of our Father in heaven. Who are they? I'm referring, he says, to the wise men of the Mishnah and the Talmud. And throughout the Talmud and the Medrash, in their pleasant ways, they've set the table, they've offered their wine, they've taught us how to behave, in the words of Talmud. Gam bedinim, gam bemidot vedot, be it the halachot, practically, what's permissible and prohibited, be it in our attitudes, philosophies, traits, gam betochachot u'musarim, rebuke, and guiding us onto the right path. In Talmud, we find that. And then you have the leaders in Babylon and Israel, what are called the Gaonim. When is the Gaonic period, guys? Something like that, right. So they also compiled works about what's the correct philosophy and attitude in life. But they compiled everything in Arabic, because they live in Arabic countries. גם רבנו בחיי הדיין ברבי יוסף חיבר ספרו הנחמד ונעים בלשון ערבי. רבנו בחיי also wrote his work in Arabic. ונעתק לשון הכל שרי רבי יהודה בן תיבון הספרדי. רבי יהודה בן תיבון translated it. אך אין המחבר הקדוש הזה נשמתו עדן מילא את מחבתו רעיונות תקות שבעתיים מזוקקות. The difficulty is that in his work, he was so careful with every word in Arabic, he filled it with tremendous ideas. But you lose a lot of it when you translate. When you're reading the work of such a great giant like Rabbi Bechaye, and then you translate it, you're not getting it as accurate. You have no choice when you're translating. You have to alter the words a little bit when you're trying to get the idea across. It's not so easy to translate something without changing, adding, detracting. You see in his introduction, the translator apologizes for that. To the point where today we need commentaries to explain to us what the Chovat HaLevavot, the duties of the heart, what was he saying? So he says, we have different works. He says, but if you're trying to cure yourself by reading these works, maybe you don't have to work on every specific point. You got to understand the general ideas on what's going on here. Imagine a doctor tells you to take a medicine. He tells you to take a spoon. And you say, okay, you take a drop now, you take another drop in a half hour, another drop in a half hour. Over a period, you finish off the spoon. It won't have an impact. You have to take a certain volume in a certain amount of time. Imagine you slice up an acamole and you take it over a day. It's not going to have too much of an impact. You know, you take a... It doesn't work. The same is true when you read a work about self-improvement, about curing one's soul. You can't read it and stop over every word. Even though there's a lot of insight in every word, you're trying to get the idea. You have to read a chapter at a time. So that's part of our challenge here. We read it piecemeal, but he says, you're trying to learn a work, you have to get complete ideas. And that's why in the beginning of class, I try to review what we've said until now so that we do get a general picture.